break it down. Wake up, up, up. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Top of the morning to you.
I'm back, baby.
Oh, thank God.
I'm Batman.
Actually, not thank God. I really enjoyed doing the solo stuff.
Yeah, the last two you've been without me on the intro.
Yes, and everyone has gone wild. It's been the most popular catch-ups we've had.
I hope they
the
are.
Highest number of downloads.
Since I started.
Yeah, and it's so funny because you can see when people stop listening and it just cuts off as soon as your voice comes in.
Whoops, as soon as the intro's over. Oh, no, he's back.
Yeah, nah, good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks. I really enjoyed you talking about me by yourself.
I hear you've often been having some enlargements in areas.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Great new set of boobs on me. No, I'm joking. I could have recorded this. I was working, but I'm doing a Kyle and leaving at 9 o'clock every morning.
Yeah. Who's Kyle?
It's what happens when you make it in the industry, guys. You work from 6, you leave at 9.
Not me. I'm just slogging away.
You leave the peasants like Ellie here to do all the work for you.
Is that a peasant?
No, you're not a peasant. You're more of a crumb.
I think you're just missing the L from that word. I'm pleasant.
Pleasant. Sorry, that's
pleasant
exactly
company.
What I meant. No, you know, you're a peasant, but not actually like a slave peasant. You're like the bird, the peasant, like
a
chicken.
A pheasant,
like
isn't
a
it?
Yep. Yep. That's not on record, is it?
No, don't worry, buddy. We'll edit
that out. It
has
been a longer 24 hours.
Yeah, it
You're
has.
You're a pheasant, that's exactly That's so bad.
Your mum's a pheasant.
Your butt's a pheasant.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I remember how a while ago I got a speeding fine and I wrote to the cops.
Yeah, you got a... way with that?
Yeah.
But you never heard back, did you?
I did eventually.
Oh, what did they say?
They sent me a letter back saying we're going to let you off, basically. Yeah, because I have a really good driving record. I hadn't had a fine in like 7 years or something.
Who cares? I know what you're really like.
I was only going 63 in a 60 zone. I was appealed
okay,
to
that. That's harsh. There should be like a 5K cutoff or something.
Yeah.
I mean, speeding, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not, encourage that. Don't break the law, kids. Right. But this woman over in the UK, she has gone above and beyond to get out of a fine. She's written a poem to her local council to try and get out of
it. But like an acrostic poem?
No,
or was it like a rap poem? Or
a rhyming poem.
A rhyming. I don't remember which one that is.
Yeah, I don't think that's a specific
it's just
type.
Just rhymes.
It's just a
sentences.
Poem that rhymes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Anyway, her name's Jane. And
Jane-o.
Not only has she written a poem, but she's admitted in the poem to the reason why she got the fine.
So what did she do wrong? Was it a parking fine, a speeding
fine?
Yeah,
parking fine.
Drink driving? No.
Yep. She left the car on the yellow lines, which is,
that
think,
is
like a no parking fine.
Oh, so naughty.
Jane.
Plain Jane.
So naughty. But the reason that she did that is because she had to go to the toilet.
Oh.
And so she's detailed that in this poem. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, is it like a gastro poem?
No.
I'd love to hear a gastro poem. Go for it.
Dear sir, or to whom it may concern, a parking fine I did earn. I was parked outside my house on yellow lines, intending to move and dodge your fines. But on Sunday, I was loading my car with food and cakes for a horse show not far. Before these events, I got a nervous tum. For the toilet, I had to run. And with not a moment to lose, I made it indoor to release my... I couldn't move until it was all done, and when I returned, the fine was done. Oh, you don't rhyme done with done.
No, that's real rookie.
Anyway, so she goes on. No, there's a bit more.
What's the last
line?
Is there like, what are the last two lines?
Actually, no, it is good. I will continue.
Thank you.
I thought it was better to be discreet and leave the car parked in the street. Next time I'll move and not be a pain, but if I get caught short, I'll... in the drain.
Oh, so the council have heard that and be like, we do not want that down the drain.
Yeah, exactly. So they've let her off. And not only have they let her off, they've let her off with a poem of their own.
Oh, no, hit me. Is this, but when she did, when she's referring to the drain, have you seen the movie It? The scary clown movie?
Yeah.
You know, he hides in the drains?
Yeah, you don't want to be doing
Imagine
that.
Imagine if she did that and he just came out and grabbed her.
That is not nice. That would not be nice at all. Anyway, the council's written a lovely poem back, and on this occasion, we're pleased to say the council accepts your appeal. You don't have to pay, which is nice.
That's stupid. That makes me so angry.
No, it doesn't. It makes me great because councils, you're great. And by the way, I got a parking fine about a month ago that's due today.
Oh, well, pay it.
I didn't even mean to be rhyming.
What did you do wrong? You there for too long?
Yeah,
as much as it's stupid and I can't stand parking fines, you've done the wrong thing at the end.
Well,
of
I that. Just thought very quickly I'd read out the poem that I've written to the council.
Well, we know the council love and listen to the show, so team, listen up.
Just in case this is a thing that works.
Marketing team at the council, we know you are listening right now.
This is from me to you.
Ellie doesn't have much money.
Dear Council of Greater Shep, I could I could be about to ruin my rep, but it's worth it to give forgiveness a crack so that my infringement I don't have to pay back. I was given a fine for parking on Maud. I know it might have been against the law, but I just ducked in for one hot sec. I needed sushi because I was hungry as heck. I didn't think to buy a ticket, and while I know that it's just not cricket, I truly am sorry from the bottom of my heart. At least I'm not writing like Jane about doing a fart.
Good one, Ellie.
Thank you. There's a bit more. Please let me off and I'll love you forever. Will this happen again? I can promise you, never. Lots of love from your best friend, Ellie. I'm pretty famous. You may know me from the radio or the telly. Hey! I don't know what that last bit was.
You may know you from the rap video that went viral, like E Chainz, the viral sensation.
Exactly. So, hey.
Hey, would they make Briggs, if he got a parking fine, would they make him pay it?
I don't know. Local we're equal legend? Equal fame. You know, Briggs.
You're so. Like the newest rap legend in the community.
Yeah, exactly. Move aside, Briggsy. Anyway, Council of Greater Shep, if you're listening, hey. Like, fine's due today and I really don't want to pay it.
I'm kind of hot.
Sorry again.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Good news for you, Ellie.
Yeah?
You and your boyfriend, Gav, you live in separate states.
Yeah, we do.
That must be hard.
It is. It's difficult.
Very hard. A lady has written an article saying why living in separate states has helped reignite her marriage.
No way. She's wrong. I mean, I'm not married, but there's nothing been reignited by our long distance.
Are you struggling?
Not struggling, like we're still strong, still going strong, but God, it's tough.
Oh, you're telling me off air you're about to break up with him.
That's why that was off air.
Oh, sorry.
No, just kidding, Gav. Love
straight
you.
Straight along.
Love you.
No, but I guess it's a bit different because if you've been married for, say, 20 years, for example, and things are getting a bit boring.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's moved over, you're doing the separate thing. So that's her point in the article. So they were both living in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Her husband accepted a work transfer to Brisbane.
Yep.
But they decided to keep their home in Melbourne, and he would travel to and from Melbourne every fortnight.
Right.
She'd had worked her way up the ladder at a job in Melbourne, and for financial reasons he had to take the job in Brizzy, or they thought they had to,
mm-hmm.
And she decided she wanted to keep working from Melbourne. And everyone was a bit concerned for them, family and stuff, saying, oh, it's probably not the greatest idea, you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they thought they'd go for it anyway. Kind of like you and Gav, you met before you moved and you thought, you know what, YOLO, let's just do this.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl, girl.
She's come out and said, to her surprise, his move is the best thing that could have ever happened for their relationship. She said their reunions are 10 times more passionate than they ever were when they were married, like when they were, you know, just living in the same time. It's like they'd never seen each other. He always spoils her when he gets home, always brings her presents. Do you get presents?
No.
He doesn't give you flowers?
Oh, he bought me an iPhone charger cord.
That's so romantic.
It was so cute.
He didn't get you flowers, not just an iPhone charger?
No, he has bought me presents in the past. He's got a Coke Zero waiting for me in his fridge for when I go home.
That's very nice of him, but also...
What? Are you judging my boyfriend right now?
No, I'm not judging him. I'm judging you, the fact that he needs to give you Coke Zero, which is incredibly unhealthy to keep you happy.
Hey, that and a cheeseburger is the way to my heart. We know that.
You guys seem like you have a very healthy relationship. And then she says, yeah, he's always, she's blown away by how affectionate and loving he is when they're together. Very touchy-feely compared to when they were, you know, apart. Together. And you just get kind of bored. It's like, oh, do we have to hold hands again?
Yeah, I get that. And you know what? That she makes a good point in that the reunions are always special because you devote more time to each other when you actually are together because it's like, well, this is the only chance we get. So let's do cute things. Let's go down to Melbourne or like let's go to Beechworth or, you know, do cute stuff like that.
Rather than just sit at home and watch TV or listen to the kids whinge. And...
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Don't you think though, for this lady and for you as well, if you love each other, wouldn't you make it whatever you do, like when you're married especially, maybe not so much in your situation, before this lady, she's married.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the sacrifice you make? One of you has to, so she either needs to bite the bullet and move to Brizzy or he needs to say no to that job opportunity and stay in Melbourne with his wife.
Oh.
I feel like that's part of being married.
Well, Brizzy and Melbourne, it's not too far. Oh, I suppose flights are still like, what, $200?
Yeah, but they obviously, they can only do it every fortnight.
Yeah.
You're like, you're married. I feel like once you're married, you stay together.
It depends how long term it is as well. If this is just like an 18-month thing.
Big time. No, this is for good. There's no end in sight.
Right.
You know, like if it was 6 months, you'd be like, bite the bullet, fine.
Yeah.
But if it's for good, I feel like, come on, one of you's got to sacrifice, you know, something here and stay together. That's my opinion.
Yeah. It is hard because Gav and I at the moment don't have an end in sight.
Yeah.
Like he lives in Perth. I live here. We don't really know.
What does Gav do for it?
He's a project manager.
Oh, plenty of jobs in the Goulburn Valley.
I know. I keep telling you, Mike, get on the hospital. Go to GP Health.
Go work at Lendlease or somewhere, Gav.
Yeah. I know. And he's considering it. He's actually scoped out a job in Melbourne, so he might move there. But then he's also been offered a really good opportunity in Perth as well now. And he's developing a property there and stuff as well. So it's kind of like he's kind of set there. And then I've just thrown a spanner in the works, been like, hey, I'm off to Shepparton, you know?
The end is near.
Are you kidding me?
Winter is coming.
No, we're going to be in love forever. Winter's coming. Winter's ending, buddy. We're heading to the good stuff.
Game of Thrones reference there. I don't know why that came out.
Do you know what? It's a good point, though. When summer comes and I get my pins out on down on Wyndham Street, damn.
Oh, 100%. You know the best time to be single is summer because everyone is out and about and looking to pick up.
You get tanned. You wear your short skirts.
Yep. And he won't be there to see it.
Gav, get here. Oh, you know that job in Melbourne? Take it.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Tonight at 8:40 on Channel 9, True Story with Hamish and Andy. It's back once again. It's been an absolutely cracking series so far. So we thought we'd get the man himself back on the show.
Friend of the show.
To talk about it. Andy Lee, hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, even better now that we're speaking to you, my friend. That's for sure.
Fantastic. Guys, it's a cracking ep tonight.
Yeah.
It's my favourite for the whole series.
Talk to us about Stephen. He found the true meaning of an overprotective father.
Yes. I think you've probably come up against a few of these in your time, Si, knowing all the dates you've been on.
Yeah, all 1,000 of them.
Essentially, Stephen, back in the 80s, he fell in love with this girl from school, and he went out to visit her, the father of the family, and they lived on a country property which was next door to a maximum security prison.
Mm-hmm.
So the dad was always very worried about prisoners, you know, and took house security very, very seriously.
Yeah.
And when his girlfriend asked Stephen to sneak her out one night to go to the nightclubs, that's when he comes up against the dad in a very, very aggressive.
Damn.
Do you know what I'm picturing, Andy? I'm picturing Bad Boys 2. You know when that guy comes to the front door to pick up Will Smith and what's his name, son?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're waving the gun at him.
A shotgun's got to be involved in this scenario, is it, Andy?
It's not far off, and it gets well crazy. It's an action thriller tonight.
Can't wait.
Action thriller.
8:40 tonight. Yep. Make sure we tune in. Andy, we've got someone else we want to meet you and introduce you to.
Yeah, last week on the show, we talked about my mum, Raylene, and how she's a big fan
of
yours.
Raylene, love Raylene.
Yeah. You guys are great friends. Yep. She heard the chat, loved it. And someone else got a bit jealous that we were speaking about my mum to you.
She's a huge fan.
Because she's just as big a fan, that's right. And that is Josiah's grandma, Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hello, Ellie.
Andy, meet my grandmother, Brenda. She's a regular on the show. Brenda, this is Andy.
Andy Lee. I've been dying to meet you. This is wonderful. Lovely to hear your voice.
Brenda.
And I've been watching your show for a long time.
Thank you very much, Brenda. I follow you closely, but not in a creepy way. I just get updates from Josiah.
Whoa, hold on. I thought you were friends with my mum as well. How many people are you friends with, Andy?
Just the two.
Just the two.
Brenda and Raylene.
Hey, Andy, I learned my great interview skills from my grandmother, Brenda. So, Grandma, do you want to show the Goulburn Valley and Andy how good you are at interviews? Is there something you want to ask Andy this morning?
Well, actually, Josiah, there is one question. Can I ask you, Andy? It's personal. It's
Of course. When did you open book.
I followed you for a long time and I noticed you used to have long hair. When did you first have it cut?
Oh, very personal.
Are we talking about hair on his head?
Josiah's got long hair and I was just wondering what age you were when you had your hair cut.
So, yes, you're trying to get Josiah to cut his hair. Look, I cut my hair, I think, probably in 2008. Which would have made me around about 28.
Yeah.
So, Josiah, how old are you now?
I'm 28, Andy.
God, maybe we need to get you here, Andy. Would you come and shave Josiah's head for us? He reckons he won't do it for less than $100,000 for a charity.
Or
that's
if Andy
the
Lee makes a trip
set.
To the Goulburn Valley and does it.
$100,000.
Yeah, no, I know, right? He thinks a lot of himself.
That much.
Oh, charity, mate. Anything for charity.
Yeah, exactly. How far is the drive? I'd love to come up and shave your head. But what if we met at the halfway house, halfway?
90 minutes. We could do it at your auntie's place. She's in, what do you call it?
Exactly. Well, we could we potentially just meet at a truck stop halfway. I'll bring electric clippers. We could have a car.
Go to Wallen. Wallen's a halfway point.
But I'd imagine Brent doesn't want your head shaved. She just would like a nice little short back and sides.
Yeah, like a Brad Pitt cut or something like that.
A Brad Pitt cut.
Very similar. Andy, we could meet in Seymour. We'd do a show live from Seymour, even if you just popped in for a five-minute segment. We'd do a whole show dedicated to you. Come in and give me an old short back and sides.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the skill for short back and sides. We might need a barber as well. let me pen it in the diary because I think Beck and I wanted to go to Ngambi soon. So,
So close yet so far.
No, but if I'm on my way to Ngambi, that'd be close enough for you guys to come and maybe we can organise it then.
Yeah, it's closer to us than it is to you. It's like an hour and 10 from Melbourne and like 50 from here. So, boom, you're on, Josiah. Hey, Brenda, have you been watching True Story at all?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it and it's on tonight, I think. So I'm going to watch it tonight.
Why didn't you watch the whole episode?
I can't say. Nah. It was on the other channel.
She likes her ABC.
She got busy with your granddad.
She's recorded the whole thing.
Yes, of course.
That's true.
Andy,
yes.
Can you keep those eyes twinkling? Because you've got beautiful eyes, lovely eyes, and Hamish has too, but you've got beautiful, lovely eyes, so keep them twinkling on that show.
It twinkles tonight, and they twinkle for you.
They will from now on, I tell you.
Look, we've got to wrap this up, but I almost don't want to.
Grandma.
This is a blossoming romance between you two.
She's not your hall pass, Andy.
Move aside, Beck.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Brenda.
Thanks, Andy. All the best. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks, Andy. 8:40 tonight, True Stories is back. Andy Lee, thank you as always for coming on.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, guys. Bye.
You've made Brenda's day, for sure. Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Ellie, you love your bar trivia. You famously talk about every Thursday night you go and play.
Yeah, go down to Flanagan's. I've been playing for years now.
Finally had our first victory Thursday night. By our, I mean you, because I left after round one and there's three rounds.
But we had one of the biggest teams. No, just two rounds. We had one of the biggest teams we've ever had and I feel like I didn't contribute as much as I usually do. So I don't feel as satisfied as I should.
Let's be honest, I was moving house. So I was just like, I reckon when I was there, I smashed a Palmer, as you guys like to call it. And I reckon I answered one question. Probably got that one wrong as well.
Yeah, you did, actually.
So as much as I'd like to say I contributed to the win, we didn't.
Okay.
I've found an article which says five reasons why bar trivia is the worst.
Well, I'm going to just negate that from the title onset out.
Well, I reckon you're going to agree with me on a few of these things.
Okay.
Number one, it's work disguised as a game.
It's not. It's a bit of fun.
Right. The thing about when you go to a bar is that you're there to relax, have a few beers. When you're playing office trivia after a busy day of work, right, instead of lounging around and talking like you and I would, you know, have a few beers, have a little bish about work, we're there trying to solve what the name of the longest river in Asia is. Do you know what I mean?
I hate river questions. River questions suck. Same with ocean questions. I'm not an oceanographer.
Yeah, you and your rivers and oceans, you've always been terrible with those since you were a kid. Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah. Okay. It's a real problem.
You knew me when I was a kid,
but it was a problem of yours.
Cry me a river.
JT, it is not R&B Fridays. Number two, there's always that one untouchable team. The heroes in the corner that always rock up and always win.
The good thing about Flanagan's is if you win, then the next week you get a 3-point deficit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then the good teams, we bring them back to, I mean, we've won once in 20 weeks, but.
So if we win this week, we're going to have to come from behind from the beginning.
Yeah, we've got a deficit this week.
Hmm.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
So we're that untouchable team now.
It's a big call.
Number three, the bar gets overcrowded.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, hit and
miss.
Mind
you, once they did run out of palmies.
I remember that.
Mm.
And so that's another downside. Number four. It's a late night affair. For you and I, we like to be in bed before, 9, 10 o'clock?
I'll give you that one. It does.
What time
Thursday
do you get to bed?
Thursday nights are my late nights. Well, usually I'll get home around 9:30-ish, which is late for me because I'm in bed by 9 o'clock in this job. And then I have to call Gav, obviously, my boyfriend.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, but you do.
I guess say goodnight. He's got to plant sweet dreams in my head.
No, he's busy doing other stuff.
Well, what's he doing? Hold on. What do you know that I don't know?
Other girls and stuff. Number five.
Yeah.
your tab is exponentially higher than it normally is. So normally you just pay for your, you know, on a normal night out, you just have a palmy and that's it.
Yeah.
But because you're there, you're talking longer, you're probably a bit stressed trying to get the questions, trying to loosen up after with your friends. So instead of just having a palmy, you end up having a few beers as well. So you end up paying, it's a Tuesday night or Thursday for us, you end up paying more money than you normally would.
You don't, because you can win heads down, thumbs up. No, what is it? Heads or tails.
How many times have you won heads or tails?
Never. The day I do, though, it's going to be great.
Oh, I've got a theory of that. I reckon it's rigged to just heads. I'm going to try that this Thursday. Just heads the whole time.
Okay.
I reckon it's weighted, like on the head side. So that's why one week it came like 8 times in a row heads.
Yeah, no, that was just one time.
So
but anyway, no,
you're still
going to
end up?
No, I reckon... Bloody Cry Me River. It is.
You still don't know the longest river in Asia, do you?
Mekong? Delta? What's that?
Don't be racist.
Nile? No, that's not in Asia, is it?
No.
Oh, God.
That's Egypt.
Bar trivia is the best, okay? Don't ever try and ruin it. It's my one thing in my life I've got going for me.
I'll see you Thursday night. I'm going to throw it.
Don't, or I'll kill you.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
You know, Mia, I'm into kind of health stuff sometimes.
Sometimes.
Monday to Thursday.
Like Coke Zero. Your addiction with Coke Zero. How healthy is that?
Guys, so soon until I can have a Coke Zero. A side note, Friday, the Coke Zero ban ends.
No. Yes. Doesn't mean you can have one on Friday.
Yes. It.
No, Saturday.
Josiah, no, I refuse. I'm having one on Friday. I've already planned it. I'm having it.
Where? And when?
I've just planned Friday
to be spent. So unhealthy and bad for you. Why undo all your good work?
Because I've just had a month of I need a treat.
Your body is celebrating you right now and you're about to fill it with poison again.
I'm so mad. We'll talk about this off air.
Yeah, we will.
I'm really like I can feel the anger bubbling inside me.
Bite me.
I'm having one on Friday. Anyway, I want to talk about other foods that affect your well-being, because we all know that bad food can make you put on weight. But... this is a theory that I've had for a long time because I'm such a health nut. But a lot of research has come out recently saying that the types of food that you have can affect your mental health and your well-being. And so I want to go through a few of the foods that are doing you damage.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Like I can imagine drinks and stuff like that would as well.
Yeah, well, because my boyfriend doesn't eat well. His diet is not good. And I've said this before, he has nothing in his fridge. He always eats out. And I can tell on the days that he's eaten well and the days that he hasn't, because his mood is affected so much by it. And he doesn't realize it until I point it out. And the other day I made him cook 2 days in a row, cook his own food with his own ingredients, whatever. And he was in such a better mood. And he was like, well, maybe it does have an effect.
I mean, it makes sense. Fruit and veg is good for your body, which obviously stimulates your well-being.
Yeah, but you don't realize just how much it actually affects your kind of – because we all get hangry. You think, okay, I'm hangry.
I am. You and I.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a bad combination when we're both hungry.
That's why I'm so mad at you about this Coke Zero thing right now, because I just need some food.
Actually, I'm hungry right now.
Yeah, same.
Let's go get something.
Macca's. No, just kidding. Macca's, you don't have to bring us anything.
No, they got a health menu.
Yeah, I know.
Send something over.
Yeah.
Burger, though.
One day.
Hot cakes.
Anyway, some of the bad stuff. So binge eating and skipping meals, that's been linked to depression.
Ah.
So really, eating regularly is the way to go.
Yeah, they say lots of, I've been told lots of little meals regularly, like every couple of hours, even if it's just a snack of nuts or something like that.
You love snacking on nuts.
Yeah, I do.
Dairy is, it's good for you. You need a bit of dairy, but it can also affect your mood.
Yeah.
It's been associated with inflammation in the brain.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's if you're binging on it.
Well, yeah, if you're having like wine and cheese night every night, maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for your bones though, on the plus side.
It is good for your bones, but it's also bad for your skin because it stimulates your oil glands. So if you're having breakouts, cut down
on the
dairy.
You know what? I had a thick shake last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds so bad. I'm one of the healthiest eaters you know, besides weekends. It's the only time I'd be a little bit naughty.
Yeah, Monday to Thursday.
But because I had to go on a little road trip yesterday, on my way back, decided to stop in the old Maccadee's and got a thick shake.
Yum. What flavour?
Chocolate. It was so good.
Cool.
Broke out in a little pimple this morning. Maybe that's because of the dairy in that, which I never usually have.
Having said that, dairy's great. It's yummy.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Eat all the time, support the dairy farmers.
Yogurt.
But just, maybe in moderation. Sugars, of course, we know sugars. Like, you want to eat a packet of Starburst, but you feel bad about that afterwards. The sugar crash is a real thing. Makes your moods bad. White wine. Do you get white wine angry?
I don't really have a lot of white.
Yeah.
Don't mind a Riesling every now and then in summer.
Yeah. It gets me white. Like, what's...
White girl wasted.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It's just if I know that I'll get intoxicated if I drink a lot of white wine. Cool. Whereas everything else come at me rude.
Taking notes to feed Ellie with white wine.
Coffee, the caffeine in coffee could be flattening your desires.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Really? Too much of it?
Too much caffeine, yep. Because it's releasing stress hormones that can inhibit those desires.
That explains a lot about you because you've picked up coffee recently.
Yes.
Gav said he hasn't heard from you in a while.
No, he hasn't heard from me a while because he's too busy eating out and eating terrible food yeah. and being in a bad mood.
Between your caffeine addiction and Gav's a terrible food choice, no wonder you guys don't ever.
Hey, we're not talking about this on the radio, thank you very much. Anyway, all I wanted to say by this is just be careful about the food that you're putting in your body, guys. Eat healthily and then you'll feel better.
No, thank you for this little health update this morning, Eleanor. You are the guru has spoken.
You can just call me Dr. Chin.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
So I decided to go to Sydney for the weekend. Like, there's no surprise that I'm originally from Sydney. Taking the move to the GV. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I went back on the weekend for the first time in a few months.
Yeah.
And it made me realise how lucky we are down here.
Yeah,
like,
why is that?
So lucky. So first of all, go out for dinner on Friday night up in Sydney. Park the car because mm-hmm. I was being responsible. I only had a beer.
What was the alternative? Just keep driving the car?
No, because I wasn't having a couple of beers.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
So I ended up driving. I was a bit tired. Parked the car in the tiniest of car spots because there's no parking in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this tiny little spot. I've got a little car, so I managed to squeeze in between.
Yep.
As you do, you're in a big city. Use all those tight little spaces as you can. And get back to my car. One of the cars either side of me didn't like it. That ingrained in my car... FU on one side.
What?
And then on the other side, right, too close, mate.
Too close to what? Their car?
But apparently. I checked both sides. There was at least a meter. Like, each car could have backed out easily.
Oh, that is dirty dog.
Welcome back to the city, Josiah.
Yeah,
I have not
geez.
Missed you one bit. Not one bit. Then I, even just like walking around, like on Saturday, I had a meeting in the city. So first of all, I had to park my car in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there, one of those paid parking, and they didn't check how much it was. Just, you know, they're always expensive. Thought, oh, this is going to be another $20, $30.
Yeah.
Missed the $1 an hour here in town. What is it? $1.50 yeah. on Fry Street in Shep.
Yeah.
So paid for parking. I put the car in, then came out. People are walking around. They're just miserable. People are all on their phones. They've all got their headphones in. No one says hi to each other.
Yeah.
You know, you walk around here, people are smiling. Like, you're never on your phone. Like, you're on your phone, but, you know, like people aren't rude ordering coffees, like, in between phone calls. And, you know, like, everyone talks. It's like, it's real community down here. There's none of that up there at all.
Ugh.
Top it off. Get back to my car.
Oh, God, there's another note.
No, too close, mate. F you. Not again. $65 parking cost me.
For how long?
3 hours.
No, Josiah.
$65.
You are yanking my chain. You're yanking my Ellie Chaney right now.
I am not yanking your Ellie Chaney. You know, I worked that out.
$65.
That's just over 9 espresso martinis.
Depends if you're going to Flanagan and save up.
It depends where you're. Yeah, true. Boned a bit. They'll have to change it after the amount of times you've mentioned it. It's 19 beers at the Aussie during happy hour. 19.
What? 60? That's like a parking fine.
Literally.
So how much would a fine have been if you didn't
get a
ticket?
I'll be charging that back to work, even though it had nothing to do with work. It's just there to see a mate for a meeting. And then, so to top it off, don't you reckon it's just like a real, like, a cool two thing, and especially that car thing. It's like, oh, I was a meter away from
yeah.
you. Don't we need a bag of... something else, sausages. I was so angry.
Yeah, leaving notes on cars, it's always an aggressive move.
They wrote it in like the dirt in my car.
Yeah.
Because I drove up, so I collected dust on the freeway. So they'd use the dust, which my car wasn't even that dusty. I had to squint to see it.
Obviously that you just need to clean your car more often. Like
on the plus side though, I probably had the best beer I've ever had in my life.
Oh, did you?
Had an Italian beer called a Moretti. On tap.
Ooh, fancy.
Sounds
Ooh,
fancy.
Look at me. I'm from the city. I'm from Sydney, and we have a beer that's from Italy. No.
If someone in the Goulburn Valley can get some Moretti on tap, or if you have it, let me know, and I will move here for life.
Mate, we're all about the Carlton draft here, don't you
4X,
worry.
Mate.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.